好，这里来这大家分享一下。苏珊呢，其实已经跟在我们科技啦这个团体里面呢，已经工作了大概有4到5年，而且呢，他也是我们尊贵的赞助国人文界很久的一个学生。所以这个呢，苏珊呢，在我们这科技啦的这个团体呢，其实是一个很特别的一个人。
Her family have also been very supportive of our Dharma activities. Her parents participate in the department's activities. Her sister, Angie, also works in Kashara Oasis, and Sophie also volunteers very regularly with our art department. So this is a very, very special family to us. And today's wedding has been organized by His Eminence Semdrogo Rinpoche at Kashara House for Simon and Suzanne.
苏珊的家庭呢，他们的时常都会在我们的科切拉的所有的一些部门呢，做一些义工等等，来包括MG 呢，他的那个姐姐呢，也都在我们的科切拉病房呢来做在那边工作。然后其实，在他们整家人呢，在科切拉的所有的那种事业啊等等义工等等，都帮助了许许多多。所以我们也是这次的这个婚礼呢，也是由尊贵赞助国仁波切还有科切拉特地来为苏珊筹办的。
Celebrate this auspicious occasion. When His Eminence arrives, His Eminence will give a special message on marriage. He will then conduct some special Tara prayers and blessing of rings. There will then be an exchange of vows between the bride and the groom. And then we invite everyone to participate with us to recite Saint Shantideva prayers, which are on the back of your program cards.
好，这是今天呢，所有的那个行程呢，就是仁波切呢将会与就一个简短的开始于就婚礼的，然后接下来呢将会做一个杜姆的一个会跟加持的一个启用文来为 Simon 和 Suzanne 来做一个祝福。接下来呢，他们将会就是说立下誓言在仁波切的面前呢，然后最后呢，我们将会在这个卡后方的祭天菩萨的启用文在后方，然后我们将会做一个简短的回向文。
Tara is very well known for bestowing great harmony, happiness, and fulfilling our wishes very quickly. So it's very auspicious for us to do Tara prayers on this day for a marriage.
其实呢，杜姆呢是非常好，就增加要和谐度家庭的那些和谐美满等等，所以其实是非常吉祥也非常棒，就是能够在婚礼上呢做这个杜姆的这个法会。
Okay.Although this is a Buddhist ceremony, though, we would like to emphasize that you do not need to be Buddhist to participate in our prayers. The prayer that we'll be reciting together is written by a very famous Indian Buddhist master. But as you're reciting it, just whatever religion or background you are from, or even if you are not from any religion, just think of all your best wishes for Simon and Suzanne and their families today.And we will just join together to share our good energies and prayers for them.
其实呢，虽然我们会是以一个佛教的一个方式来举行这样子一个婚礼来加持他们，可是呢，不管那个祈愿文虽然是有一个印度的一个非常棒的佛教学者而写的，可是呢，不管我们是来自于什么宗教、什么样的一个信仰，最重要的一点就是我们今天诚心的、从内心的来祝福 Simon 跟 Suzanne， 所以我们的意念呢来传达，希望他们能够不会谢谢白头偕老。
We understand that Simon and Suzanne will also be having a church wedding, and this is something that is really, really beautiful and special that we really like to celebrate. That it doesn't matter whether you're a Buddhist or Christian, it's joining together and celebrating the similarities between the different religions.
其实呢，我们相信就是在接下来将会有一个天主教的一个仪式，这样子一个婚礼吧。其实我觉得这挺漂亮的，就是说两个不同的这样一个，虽然说外在是看起来好像是不同，可是其实最终呢都是向善，希望大家能够过得更好，也希望以这样子呢能够来祝福他们这对新人。
Second wedding conducted on this premises, and as usually everything is set up very beautifully. 1991, I was living in the monastery, and that's in South India, and it has 3,000 monks there. And I had left the United States to join my calling. to become ordained. So when I left the United States in 1987, I arrived in South India in 1987. And the first time I stepped into Malaysia was 1992. When I stepped into Malaysia in 1992, I stayed in SS2. I have a very good friend there, and he's still a very good friend there, and I stayed in SS2 at my friend's house. So sometimes my friend would take me, well, the family, the mother and the father would take me to go walking in SS2. As you know, there's a lot of shopping area there. And so it was a very hot day, and it was muggy. I wasn't used to the Malaysian humidity yet. And so I was walking around 1992 in SS2 area, and I needed to get some pictures done. And I needed to print some pictures. So we were walking around, and I went to a shop. And that shop was, of course, Suzanne Ng's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Ng. So I walked in 1992. What's that, 16, 17 years ago? 17 years ago. And so I walked in, and I remember Mrs. Ng there, friendly and nice, looked at me a little strange. Being 6'2", wearing 18 meters of robes, of course, would attract some attention. So she looked at me quite strange. She gave me some awkward looks. Nothing rude, of course, just kind of looked at me, and I can read her mind. She was thinking, what are you? So I talked to her for a little while. And then I met her husband, and her husband gave me even a more stranger look. And this look that he gave me wasn't, what are you? What are you, why are you here, and what is it that you want? So Mr. and Mrs. Ng, I started chatting with them. I started talking with them, and we became friends. And I think that time Suzanne was quite young, quite young. I don't think I met her on that day. If I did, maybe she was in a corner sucking on a lollipop, eating some ice cream or something, I don't know what. But my friendship with the Ng family has gone back for over 17 years now. So it isn't something we just met. And they didn't meet me here in the Buddhist church. They didn't meet me as Buddhists. They didn't meet me on a religious term. It was strictly business. I needed some pictures printed, and they had the facilities. And somehow, in our own little strange and unusual way, we got along. Because Mr. and Mrs. Ng are a nice couple. Very strange, but a nice couple. Strange in what way? It's my way to get revenge on them for looking at me in a strange way. No. They're a very nice couple. And we've had a wonderful relationship throughout the years. And when I have special ceremonies or special sessions or prayers, they've always attended. And their family has been very instrumental in doing what they can, in printing pictures, printing posters, and doing a lot of printing work for me, sometimes last minute, sometimes slowly, and it's been really wonderful. And their daughter, another lovely person, Sophie, is free at times, and she would come around to our art studio and do a lot of painting and a lot of work. And she enjoys painting. She enjoys artwork. She enjoys the atmosphere of art. And Suzanne, I've been seeing her come on and off over the years. And it's only recently, in the last 2, 3, 4 years, that I've gotten to know her better. And when I got to know her, she was on her way to Macau to be a cigarette girl at the casino there. No, I'm just kidding. She was on her way to Macau to work. And to tell you the truth, I was quite concerned and I was quite worried because it's quite far away and I don't know how the people there are and I don't know how they are. So I said to her, maybe we can have some work here. Maybe we can do some work here. And so that's how we got involved. And I see her once in a while, not often, because she has her schedule and I have my schedule. So recently, well, not recently, but I heard way back she has a boyfriend. And his name is Simon. And he protects her and guards her and watches over her very carefully, which he should. And when she finishes her shift at one of our outlets, he's by the door waiting, ready to take her home, ready to pick her up. Sometimes he shows up a little earlier to make sure she's all right. And that's how I heard about Simon. I think I bumped into him once at the One U outlet. This is what I always hear, that Simon's here to get Suzanne. Simon's waiting for Suzanne. Simon just dropped off Suzanne. Something like that. So in any case, my point is suddenly I get a request from Suzanne and her family, my longtime friends, that Suzanne is getting married. And they asked me to marry her. So I thought that's a great honor. It's a great honor because they're a longtime family friend. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to do a traditional Buddhist wedding and a short ceremony and some prayers, and then we will conclude. Today's setup, decoration, decor, and food, because here will be the ceremony. Then in our part two across the street, there's going to be a reception and food area. So the food and the reception is an offering from me to Suzanne and her family. When we get married, it's very exciting to pick out the dress we want to wear and the pictures we want to take and the arrangements and the food and getting together and going to the Buddhist church, to the Christian church, to the mosque, to the synagogue, to the temple. It's very, very exciting. And all the family get together and all the mothers say, thank God they're getting married before I die. Thank God they're going to be okay and not alone before I become too old and senile to see them. And thank goodness they're going to be okay. So in our Eastern tradition, the parents are very helpful in reminding us we need to get married ASAP. So getting married is quite an easy procedure. If you dated someone for quite a long time and you've known them, you check them out, and you understand each other, getting married is registering, signing a piece of paper, getting together, going to the holy house to be blessed, to be sanctified in our union. That's quite easy. But after the ceremony, after the three-day holiday honeymoon in Bangkok, there's the laundry. My point is getting married is very easy. Staying married is a excellent and wonderful growing experience if we make it that way. How is it a growing experience? It is a growing experience because we're used to being on our own, we're used to being by ourselves, we're used to doing things the way we like, and now we have another person. And this person figures very importantly in our lives. And every decision that we make that's of any bigger consequence, we have to talk and we have to consult and we have to be in coherence or understanding of our second half, our better half, our other half, our partners. So therefore, getting married really is easy, but staying married and remaining married and being married is a huge challenge. It's a personal growth. And I'd like to speak a little bit about that. I think getting married, most important is that we need to be very faithful to each other. If we've chosen this person, no one forced us to choose this person. No one put a gun to our heads. No one bribed us. No one did anything to us. We have chosen on our own free will this person. And before we get married, we have checked this person out. And this person is someone very suitable to us. And so therefore, whatever we have fallen in love with, whatever we were attracted to in this person, we have to always think about those points. If we always think about those points in why we had chosen this person to be our mate for life, if we always concentrate on that, when difficulties come around, it's much easier to overcome. So when we get married, we have to be very faithful to that person. There's plenty of attractive people around. There's plenty of interesting people around. But the most interesting person should be the person that we have chosen. And how do we maintain that type of feeling? By contemplating and thinking about why we fell in love or why we have chosen this person to be our partner. If we always think about this, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to have things go wrong. It's very easy to have things go right. So it's important to be faithful to our partners, because when we're not faithful, it breaks up the other person's mind. It creates mistrust. And if we have children, it affects the children tremendously. And it makes our loved ones worry about us tremendously. So therefore, being faithful to each other is a very key ingredient to a successful, happy relationship, whatever your relationship might be.